Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily. Today is Monday, October 9th. Currently we've got the grains, corn down a half a cent, beans up a penny, wheat's down 6 cents. Looking forward to the week, we've got delays in the export inspections till tomorrow, and the crop progress will be delayed till tomorrow because of the Columbus Day holiday. We've got the crop report at the end of the week on Thursday. You know, I continue to believe we're going to see a few less beans and a few more corn. But, you know, the corn market, I think, is being pressured and not really able to rally much because the basis is so wide, because in the interior points, they can't get the grain out because the river levels are so low. So the elevators don't want it because it's just backing up. So they've just collapsed the basis in a lot of areas. So we've seen, what we generally see is farmers storing the corn and selling the beans off the combine to pay some bills. I think longer term the beans have a decent chance to rally in here. I certainly wouldn't want to be short the beans. The wheat started off lower here this week because of the rains in the western part of the Corn Belt, replenishing some of the soil moisture out there. But the corn market, I think, is going to have trouble maintaining a rally till we really see that demand is picking up, which we need to see a better export numbers out here. But the beans, I think, on their own are okay. I think we're going to see a pickup in Chinese business here. I think the stocks numbers are going to be a little bit less. And by chance, we can just shave one bushel off the government estimated yields, I think we've got a bean market out here. So, you know, I'd certainly want to be long beans, probably long wheat on this break in here, and looking for better days ahead. The Brazilian weather is still a little bit too dry in most areas, and they've had some rains, but it looks like it's going to be hot and dry again. Argentina is still awful wet. There's not a lot of reason for the Argentinians to plant soybeans. It looks like they're going to plant more corns and less beans. There's no export tax on their corn, but there's a 30% export tax on beans. So I think that's going to play a role in keeping them leaning toward the corn areas. So it's going to be kind of a choppy week, I think, here till we get to Thursday. We'll get the report, and that's really going to be the make or break news for the week here. And that's really about it. Have a good week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.